caustic commentary, Weaseling Measles. An article entitled Measles Treatment Eyed as Cases Rise appeared in the August 9-10, 2025 issue of the Wall Street Journal. In it, we learn that Invivede, a Massachusetts pharmaceutical company, is working to develop a type of drug called monoclonal antibodies for treatment of measles. This is necessary, says correspondent Dominique Mosbergen, because there are more and more people refusing the measles vaccine, but also because some people don't respond to the measles vaccine. In other words, the measles vaccine doesn't work all the time. Monoclonal antibodies are expensive drugs made from mouse proteins that are supposed to build unique resistance to specific diseases. Their success rate has not been dazzling, and they have side effects such as weakness, digestive disorders, and rashes. In the last paragraph, the reporter mentions Dr. Ben Edwards, who successfully treated several hundred measles patients during the recent outbreak in West Texas by giving them an inexpensive, widely available thing called cod liver oil. But in the whole paragraph, there's not one mention of cod liver oil. Talk about mendacious reporting! Measles benefits. What we never hear about are the benefits of getting measles and other childhood diseases. A 2015 study from Japan found that there really is a benefit. Over 40,000 men and over 60,000 women, ages 40 to 79 years at baseline, 1988 to 1990, completed a lifestyle questionnaire, including their history of measles and mumps, and were followed until 2009. Men and women who contracted measles and had no measles vaccine had an 8% reduction in cardiovascular disease. Men and women who contracted mumps and had no mumps vaccine had a 48% reduction in stroke. Those who contracted both and had no measles or mumps vaccine had a 20% reduction in cardiovascular disease and a 29% reduction in heart attacks. Atherosclerosis, August 14, 2015. So let your kids have the measles and let your kids have the mumps. They will thank you for it. The net zero hoax. Net zero is the idea that greenhouse gas emissions caused by humans should be exactly balanced by greenhouse sinks caused by humans. In other words, the implementation of policies that cause no change to the global warming effects of greenhouse gases like CO2 in the Earth's atmosphere. Dr. Richard Lindzen, a world-renowned atmospheric physicist and MIT professor emeritus, calls net zero a hoax. There will be no climate catastrophe whether net zero is achieved or not, he says. The professor warns that the net zero hoax requires devastating public sacrifices for no environmental benefits. If you reach net zero by 2050, if you do it worldwide, you avoid about a third of a degree of warming. If it's just Europe and the Anglosphere, it's closer to a tenth of a degree. So, you have avoided a tenth of a degree of warming at a cost of probably tens of trillions of dollars. Doesn't seem like a bargain to me. www.freedomresearch.org, July 9th, 2025. EMF dangers. A review published in the 2024 Journal of Environmental Health and Sustainable Development found a correlation of chronic exposure to cell phones and wireless devices with increased insulin resistance, oxidative stress, and disruptions in hormonal balance, which can exacerbate hyperglycemia, high blood sugar. The researchers noted that findings of elevated levels of reactive oxygen species, ROS, and alterations in cortisol and glucagon levels might be contributors to these adverse effects, namely diabetes. Along the same lines, a study published in the journal Curious, July 10, 2025, looked at neurodevelopment in infants exposed to different levels of electromagnetic fields, low, homes without Wi-Fi, few wireless devices, and minimal cell tower signal nearby, medium, homes with a Wi-Fi router, occasional Bluetooth use, and moderate cell tower presence, and high, homes with multiple wireless devices and close proximity to a cell tower. Infants in high-exposure houses compared to infants in low-exposure houses had three times greater fine motor skills impairment, problem-solving difficulties, and social developmental delays. Vaccines and aluminum. It is becoming clear that one of the greatest dangers of vaccines is their aluminum content. Aluminum, with a +3 positive charge, is a flocculant. It causes solids suspended in a liquid to come out of suspension and flake up. Negatively charged red blood cells can clump up on exposure to positively charged aluminum, leading to mini-strokes. Vaccine promoters are in something of a panic to defend the presence of aluminum in vaccines, and they got their wish in a Danish study of over 1 million children, published in the Annals of Internal Medicine, July 17, 2025, which claims to find no link between the aluminum in vaccines and autism. But researchers at Children's Health Defense, CHD, looked at corrected data added after the study's original publication and found a clear correlation. They found that almost 10 of every 10,000 children vaccinated with a higher dose of aluminum compared to a moderate dose developed a neurodevelopmental disorder, mostly autism, between the ages of 2 and 5. According to Brian Hooker, PhD, CHD's chief scientific officer, the Danish study authors completely obfuscated what they really found: a statistically significant relationship between aluminum exposure and autism. Childrenshealthdefense.org, July 24, 2025. Actually, at least 5 studies link aluminum vaccine adjuvants to autism, as well as to asthma and sudden infant death syndrome, SIDS, and 9 studies of vaccinated versus unvaccinated children, all published in peer-reviewed journals, show that the vaccinated are worse off in every measure. Kirschsubstack.com, August 7, 2025. Bittersweet. Lots of folks use the artificial sweetener Splenda, sucralose, in an effort to cut back on sugar and lose weight. The problem is the stuff is toxic. It's in the same class as highly toxic pesticides like dioxins and DDT. Studies have shown a correlation of Splenda use with neurotoxicity, liver toxicity, and kidney stones. Now comes a study that explains why Splenda users actually have a hard time losing weight. Published in the European Journal of Nutrition, March 2016, researchers found that Splenda depresses thyroid function, which lowers metabolism and has the effect of causing weight gain, not weight loss. The researchers studied 3 groups of rats, one on a diet of no sugar, one on a diet containing 10% sucrose, and the third on a diet containing 0.0167 grams of sucralose per day. The sucralose rats had diminished thyroid activity compared to the other 2 groups. The sucralose rats also ate more and gained more weight compared to those on sugar or no sweetener at all. Glyphosate toxicity. While Bayer lobbyists try to get legal immunity from any harms caused by the herbicide Roundup, a new study has found that its active ingredient glyphosate is linked with leukemia and fatal, often rare cancers in the skin, pancreas, liver, thyroid, bone, adrenals, uterus, and the central and peripheral nervous systems. Published in the journal Environmental Health, June 2025, the research involved over 1,000 rats and found statistically significant dose-related increased trends or increased incidences of benign and malignant tumors in all these locations, many appearing in early life. 40% of the leukemias in treated animals occurred before 1 year of age, while the control animals had 0 cases of leukemia. Moreover, a recent report found glyphosate contamination in 90% of 14 cereals tested, including many labeled organic, cereals typically consumed by children. Breakfast cereals with the highest levels are owned by Kellogg's and General Mills. Put these 2 facts together and we have 1 explanation for the great increase in childhood cancers that we are seeing today. Vitamin D supplements, no benefit. An estimated 1/3 or more of U.S. adults 60 years or older take vitamin D supplements on the promise of forestalling cancer, cardiovascular disease, and bone loss. The massive vitamin D and omega-3 trial, VITAL, involving 17,000 participants, looked at outcomes of those taking 2,000 internal units per day compared to a placebo. The long-awaited findings, no benefit at all. Results of analyses from VITAL published in peer-reviewed journals have shown that vitamin D supplementation did not prevent cancer or cardiovascular disease, prevent falls, improve cognitive function, reduce atrial fibrillation, change body composition, reduce migraine frequency, improve stroke outcomes, decrease age-related macular degeneration, or reduce knee pain. Another recent trial showed that bone mineral density did not differ significantly between participants who received vitamin D and those who received a placebo. The Weston A. Price Foundation has long warned against taking vitamin D supplements on their own vitamin D needs cofactors to work, and taking large amounts of vitamin D can deplete these cofactors, notably vitamin A and vitamin K2, both of which are needed for protection against cancer, cardiovascular disease, bone loss, and many other ailments. The study notes that taking vitamin D supplements did not raise vitamin D blood levels, even when very low at less than 20 ng per milliliter, and concluded that there is no justification for measuring vitamin D in the general population or treating to a target serum level. The researchers didn't mince words. People should stop taking vitamin D supplements to prevent major diseases or extend life. New England Journal of Medicine, July 27, 2022. Chlorine dioxide for the birds. Modern chicken and egg production crowds, chickens together in cages, so that they are constantly breathing fecal particulate material. When they get sick, the authorities blame the illness on an infectious virus that requires euthanizing the whole flock. Or they propose to solve the problem with an expensive novel mRNA vaccine. But researchers in Pakistan have come up with a better solution: put chlorine dioxide in their water. They found that adding chlorine dioxide, a dissolved gas, to the water at 0.5 parts per million resulted in higher gizzard and liver weights, a proxy for improved immune systems. The report concluded, from present findings, the addition of chlorine dioxide, can serve as an effective tool to improve broiler performance by reducing the load of harmful pathogens and improving gut health of birds. Of course, our explanation would be that the chlorine dioxide helps the birds deal with fecal material in the air, but however you explain the results, it's clear that chlorine dioxide offers an effective and inexpensive solution to chicken deaths in the confinement model. Science validates tradition. We love it when we find scientific studies that validate traditional food practices. And a 1994 paper in Food Research International did just that. Noting that cereals, legumes, and tubers can contain significant amounts of anti-nutritional or toxic components such as phytates, tannins, cyanogenic glycosides, oxalates, saponins, lectins, and enzyme inhibitors that reduce the nutritional value of foods by interfering with the mineral bioavailability and digestibility of proteins and carbohydrates. Gietjats, the authors showed that fermentation of plant foods by yeasts, molds, and bacteria can reduce anti-nutritional components like phytic acid by up to 50% and lectins in legumes by up to 95%. What wonderful validation of the traditional practices of soaking and fermenting grains and legumes throughout the world. Pourable tallow. Now that the public is showing an interest in fries cooked in stable tallow, beef fat, the industry has come up with a trick pourable tallow. Tallow is 50-55% saturated, but the pourable tallow is only about 36% saturated. That means they are taking some of the beneficial saturated fats out, probably the 18-carbon stearic acid, which has many uses in pharmaceuticals and cosmetics. If you are buying fries cooked in tallow, be sure to look at the label. It should show saturated fat at about half the amount of total fat. If the amount of saturated fat is lower, that probably means they are using pourable tallow. How to reduce the world's population? Climate change alarmists insist that the only way to save the planet from destruction is to reduce the world's population from 8 billion souls to half a billion. But how to do this without the unbecoming strategy of wholesale executions? They found a way with the COVID vaccinations, which are emerging as strong anti-fertility agents, as indicated by a recent report from the Czech Republic, where they keep meticulous safety data. The researchers found that in 2022, COVID-vaccinated women were 43% less likely to give birth than unvaccinated women. In 2023, it was even worse, with vaccinated women 66% less likely to have a baby population control without a drop of blood spilled. And just as in the US, the media are silent about this alarming development.